Kia ora te whanau, how's everybody going? Wait for that drop, wait for it. There it is, whanau. Alright, on this episode we have Charlotte's Cove, one of my favourite people. And you just feel the warmth when she comes in the room, okay? Charlotte does a lot of things. She's a streamer. She also does cosplay. She does a fight. She's a competitive fighting game player. She is all over the show. So that's why I wanted to get her on. She's just so kind of like got so many things going on. And yeah, she's just an awesome person to talk to as well. But anyway, thank you everybody for supporting the podcast. Patreon.com/TheProvisedProject to help us upgrade our stuff. We're nearly at 100, so I'm hoping we can get there before the end of the year. But enjoy the podcast, enjoy everything about it, and we'll get back to you guys in the next episode, eh? Peace. Stan, how long I've waited to get you on the line here. How are you?
I've had a coffee, so my heart is like going crazy.
Ooh,
it's 8:34, and I was like, oh well, you know, I have a coffee, and I'll be all talkative and like ready to go. And then I realized that I haven't like drunk a lot of caffeine since lockdown began. So now my heart's just going like absolutely mental.
Is it the coffee or is it me?
Yeah, probably a bit of both.
No, it's either one or the other, and I know which one it is.
All right, you're right. We both know that it's the coffee.
All right, Shasha. Now, I need you to be as like opposite of humble as possible, okay?
I mean, it's very easy not to be humble because I've been watching you basically say how amazing I am for the last 7 minutes. So, I mean, I'm pretty much there already.
Who are you?
So my name is Charlotte. I am a cosplayer. I'm a fighting game player. I am a, Lord, surely there's more to my life than that. I play League of Legends. I play TFT. I stream. That's another thing. Oh, cool. Go me. I'm doing right. I go to events. I dress up. I fight people. I try and be as wholesome and wonderful to other people as much as I can. And if you meet me in real life, I swear a lot.
And you know, and you, and you're a heartthrob. You're a heartthrob to many. Okay, I know for a fact a lot of people find you just amazing and an inspiration. I want to say, okay, you're an inspiration.
All right.
Okay, trust me. I know. Okay,
you'll make me cry, Tim. Don't cry.
That's what I'm trying to do. Nah. Oh. So anyway, Sha.
Don't do that. My wife will call me a bitch again. Sha, leave me alone.
All right, so how did you get? What's your very first gaming memory? Can you remember?
Bloody hell! First gaming memory would have been when I was like 13-ish. I used to go to my dad's in the holidays, so school holidays, and my older brother had a PC, and on that PC was Red Alert 2, I believe.
Wow.
So Red Alert 2. And my first memory would be Iron Curtaining 7 or so Liberian demo trucks and placing them in an enemy's base and cackling as the Iron Curtain wore off.
You can remember all that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the funniest thing to do. That's so much fun. You just Iron Curtain a whole bunch of demo trucks and just place them, and then you just watch because they can't do anything. They start freaking out, and then they just, as soon as the Iron Curtain goes up, their defenses explode them. And it's probably horrible because, like, obviously it's a terrible thing to do, but also very fun.
So were you a PC gamer from like day dot, or did you have console?
I was a PC gamer, not by choice.
Did you just have a PC at home and that was all you played?
Yeah, more or less. Like, the first PC I ever got was an Apple II, and that was spare from Paiatua Primary, shout out. And so that had the, were they 8-inch floppies? The giant floppies?
Hey, this is a family stream.
Oh, sorry.
Get that shit off here. Stop talking about Wolfie over here. Stop talking about Wolfie After Dark. Okay.
Man, he's going to DM me now. Don't do that.
That's one of the most disappointing. You just get off track a bit here. That's one of the most disappointing things ever. Is that what, he
Wolfie's DMs?
No, Wolfie came in and he was like, yo, I've got Wolfie after dark. Okay. And then did you know about Wolfie after dark?
Not really. I've
okay. I'm okay. Let me put you on game. Let me put you on game right here.
All
right. Okay. So Wolf created a Twitter for fucking hell. He created a Twitter called Wolfie After Dark. Okay.
Oh, was this for
on Twitter?
Oh, for wrestling?
No. This is just for him, and he used it. Fucking hell. He used this Twitter handle. I don't know if he's still here. He used this Twitter handle to just, like, go on and on about his sexual conquests in life. Anyway, fucking hell. It was the funniest shit because it was just, like, him, like, saying, like, what happened in his, like, sex life, like, leading up to the thing. But it was so funny, yo. It was the funniest shit. I've got it, Brad. I've got a thing in there. I know he's watching, and I know he's like, fuck you, Tim. You said you would not talk about that. But it was the best, man. There was one, and he was like, oh, man, you got to get Nortelica to tell it, because he does the voice.
Of course Nortelica would be involved with that. Why am I not surprised?
Not that the whole narration of the whole tweet, and it was the funniest shit ever. And every time he brings it up, and it's, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I just had to bring that up. Because, bro, like, that guy, man, it's still there. But this is what I'm saying. This is the funniest thing about it, is that, like, he got us all there. Like, we were like, bro, this is the best thing ever. And then he just doesn't post. Then somebody called him out on it for being too nasty. And now he doesn't post on it anymore. We need this back in our life, Wolf Gaming, okay? Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest, Sha.
I could tell. I could tell it's been inside you for a while. Weeks at Wolf Gaming.
Pause. Okay. But yeah, anyway. So back to it. Okay, you had Apple from the school hooked you up with the old Apple. Did you play games on the Apple?
Yeah, you can play games on the Apple too. They had the you know, the classic turret ones where you have that little turret and the guys drop out of the sky?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I was like the bomb at that. So, you know, if we ever have a UGC turret simulation, I'll bracket for that. Let's go.
Okay, and then, so did you console game at all?
No, not at all. My first console, I didn't get till I was 17.
Okay.
It was a PS1 when they'd been out for... Don't quote me on this, 7 years?
Wow. And then that was your first time ever, like, touching a controller, though?
Not quite touching a controller, but that was the first, like, experience that I had, myself, with my own console. Like, I used to go around to the friend's house and, like, jam with them, but that was my first, like, hands-on, this is mine, I can play whenever I want.
Yeah. And then what games do you have on that PS1?
Tekken 3.
And that was the only game you had?
I can't remember the other games I had, but that was the one that stood out the most. It was either Tekken 3 or Tekken 2.
I'm going to test your fighting game pedigree right now.
Oh, God.
Okay. Did you ever go to the arcades? Were the arcades your thing or no?
Oh, well, I mean, I lived in Ashurst, which is like, it's a hole, but it's not as bad as Waiatua. So... We didn't have the nearest, like, big city would have been Palmerston North. And I think by the time I was old enough to go to the arcades, they actually removed the arcades from Palmerston.
Oh, so
the only arcade that they have was, like, you know, the BK ones. So there weren't any fighting game ones there. There was just the shooting ones, like, with the guns and stuff. So I actually kind of didn't really touch an arcade fighting game till I was, like, way older. And even then, I just, like, played it on console or anything like that.
Yeah. And so, like, man, because that was the OG, man. Like, if you went, you know, if you were at the arcades, you'd have to be serious about it.
Mm.
So Tekken 3 was the first kind of, like, fighting game you played, or did you play any others?
No, Tekken 3 was definitely the first.
Wow. And did you, like, from that moment on, you're like, yo, I'm just playing Tekken. That's all I'm playing?
Honestly, no. I just, it was kind of, like, the only reason I played it is because my older brother, like, bodied me as Nina. like they knew the combo grabs in Nina and back in Tekken 3, and so I just got real mad about it. And I didn't really play another fighting game slash Tekken till Tekken Tag Tournament 1 and 2 when the bundle came out.
Oh. And then, wow, that's cool. Tekken Tag's underrated, eh?
I really like Tekken Tag, but I'm also one of the, like, flashier kind of people. Like, I really like flashy things. So I was always the one on YouTube, like, searching up, like, the tag combos and seeing, like, Paul and Law, like, being bros and, like, kicking ass together. So I really like Tekken Tag Tournament 2, but I wasn't really in the mindset of, like, how these things worked.
Did you have a clue that there was, like, a competitive, like, thing going on, or like you just a competitive kind of scene, or you're just like, nah, I'm just playing it?
I knew there was a competitive scene, but I was really not into it at the time. Like Tekken for me, and then like Mortal Kombat later on, they were just like games that I would just play with friends, so there was no real like competitive side to it in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then like I've only just started playing Tekken 7 like maybe within the last year, and that's when I've kind of got more focused on it. I think I started playing like a month before CCC, and I'm pretty sure CCC was supposed to be around this time of year. So it'd be about a year and a bit.
What's CCC?
Crush Counter Capital?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sorry, I forgot that not everyone is inside my head. My apologies. I think that's what it was called, but yeah, it was sick. Man,
it's the Wellington, like, fighting game thing, right?
Yo, it was so cool. I got a shirt and everything. The shirt was sick as hell.
Look at that. Like, see, these are the kind of things that people kind of forget, right? Like if you give someone something and it's like, genuinely, like, yo, here you go, man. Here you go. Thanks for, you know, supporting. They're like, oh, man, thank you. And they'll keep supporting. But it's the ones that are just disconnected, I suppose. That's what's really cool about Standing Fierce and the fighting game community in New Zealand, is it's very personable, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, since I've become a part of it and, like, been a bit more active, I have not met a single person that I have not, like, immediately liked or bonded with or just had, like, a laugh with. I assume that they're out there, but I've either stayed well away from them or, like, every single person I meet is just the sickest dude.
Bro, I don't even play fighting games. All right, I do, but not like thing. And I feel like I'm part of the squad. Like, I'm like, they're like, hey, like on Twitter, they're always like, what's up, brother? Fucking, and I'm like, yeah, it's my boys. Yeah, but I'm fuck, bro. Like, I play Street Fighter, and I'm kind of like you. Like, the only reason I play Street Fighter is because, bro, like I played it as a little kid, and that was it. And I like playing it, but yeah. So. So it went from Tekken 3. Did you get a PlayStation, another PlayStation later?
So the only PlayStation I got was a PS3. And that's when I got Tekken Tag 1 and 2. And I think I got Tekken 6 as well. So I sprung for that too. But again, I just kind of like dicked around with it. I didn't really play it like to learn the combos. I didn't play it smart. I didn't like, I just knew like what the buttons did. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. So if I press this button, it'll punch. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then you play Tekken versus Street Fighter?
Okay. All right, Tim, let's have a conversation about that. Okay. Yes, I absolutely did. And oh boy, that was a game.
You didn't enjoy it?
Like, again, this was back in the day when I was like super into the flashy like moves and stuff. So I bought it and I was like, oh, cool. This is just a cool little snazzy game that I can play. And so I played it all, and I did all the supers and stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. That game's done. I'm going to like wait till I really want them to release Tekken versus Street Fighter, like the Street Fighter in the Tekken.
Because that's what like, the plan was, eh?
The plan was that, yeah. And then I think it's quote unquote still in production.
It's never going to come out, bro.
Oh, I hope it does.
I mean, just bringing Akuma to like Tekken was
great. What a mistake that was.
What do you mean? It's cool to see him in there.
No. The fact that he's in there, that's sick as hell. The fact that he was literally one of the most overpowered characters in the game and ruined tournaments because you could only play him, that was huge. Oh, that was not great.
That's always when some DLC comes out and they've got to fucking balance it up and shit. You know, well,
Akuma's not a DLC character, which is the interesting part.
Oh, wow. I thought it was. Yeah. He came later, didn't he?
No, Akuma's on release.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even know that. So anyway, back to gaming. So did you, so PS3, and then from there on, you were just like, yo, I'm just, and then did you go PS4 and then PS5 or no?
Yeah. I went PS3, PS4. It's not that I don't like Xbox. It's just, there's nothing that's really sold me on that. Like, the whole reason that I got PS3 is because I was like super into Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And that, yeah. But I mean, Metal Gear's on everything now.
It is now.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was only on PlayStation, and they just released the big Scramble series, like the big has everything in it, and that was only for PlayStation. And so I was like, okay, all right,
save the money.
Time to like play all the Metal Gear Solid games like in a row. So yeah, I never really strayed away from the PlayStation.
All right, so Shah, like, so when did you make the conscious decision to go, you know what, I'm just gonna go and try and do the fight, like be serious about fighting it, like Tekken?
That probably would have been around the time that this is probably gonna be super baiting into the next conversation we're gonna have, but that was probably at the time that I saw Lucky Chloe's release video.
Oh yeah.
And was like, I love her. She is the weebest bullshit character that I have ever seen in my life, and I'm going to cosplay her.
And that's how you kind of start? Because when was this? Was this at Armageddon?
So this would have been before Armageddon. Lucky Chloe, let me do some quick research. Lucky Chloe.
2000 and...
Chloe came out when Tekken 7 came out. So
okay.
Tekken 7 was released 2015. Does that sound about right? Doesn't sound about right. But basically, I stumbled upon the Lucky Chloe release trailer, and I was like, I love her. And so I cosplayed her. And by cosplaying her, it kind of awoke the friends that I had, like Katie, Squishy Blob, if you know who that is. They were like, oh, wow, you're cosplaying Tekken. Like, we should do a Tekken group. I've got another friend
cool.
who is by the name of Sea Kitten. They cosplayed Tekken 2, Tekken characters as well. And so we formed our own little group, Armageddon and Wellageddon, I think about 2 years ago.
Oh.
And Katie then introduced me to Milky, Julin. And that kind of spiraled into the, okay, well, there's a tournament at Orkgeddon. Like, maybe you should enter. I'm like, all right, I learned a bit. Let's go. And so cue one Lucky Chloe cosplayer playing one Lucky Chloe match at one Auckland Armageddon and screaming for Milky Cloud to beat this person in my Lucky Chloe costume while they were using Lucky Chloe. And from there, I just kind of made a couple friends in the community, and that just kind of spiraled into, hey, why don't I just start actually like putting in effort and learn what the hell a Tekken is.
And then you took it serious.
Yeah. And I've started learning. I've had a lot of help along the way. Shout out to Butterjaw. So I've started making friends. I've started like actually playing. I've entered lots of tournaments now. And that was kind of the catalyst. Just one dumb weeb character turned into this like pursuit of bettering myself.
I've got Milky coming on the podcast. You know, I'm always, really? Yeah, I've got it on the 15th of May.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've got, I'm planning forwards now. I've got like 3 straight weeks sorted.
Damn.
Okay. I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to do what you did. Okay. You make that choice. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to go full in with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do it. I'm doing it big, man. I'm doing it big, Shasha. I tell you, I'm doing it fucking big. I am. I'm actually booked in for 3 weeks straight. I've got I did ask Shamir to come on, but she just straight gives me attitude, you know? Like, oh mate. It's not good, Mia. I see you in there. Anyway, Shasha, back to it. Is this the only fighting game you play? Just Tekken, or you go to other things?
So I did have a little stint with Mortal Kombat. This was before I've kind of sorted out the fundamentals with Tekken. So I really want to kind of get back into that. Because that was pretty fun. I've played a lot of Mortal Kombat as well in the past. Not like super back, but like 10. I started dabbling in it as well. And on the PS Vita, the one that they released for that too. So I had a little bit of fun with that. I've tried a bit of Street Fighter, but I'm still at that kind of like, oh, buttons do what now level at that. So I'm just kind of dinking around with that. Played a little bit of Skullgirls. Skullgirls was really fun, and I like the characters in that. I think there was an Soul Calibur. I've dabbled a little bit in that. I think it was called Darkstalkers, the one on the PSP. I played way too much of that. I'll just research that. Is that, yeah, Darkstalkers Chronicles on the PSP. I played like a lot of that during my time at work when I was supposed to be working. And I think that's about it, really. Those, and none of them that I've taken too much of a shine to, or like put in enough effort to, like I have with Tekken.
Because I just want to bring something up. You actually challenged me to Street Fighter.
I did, okay? Yeah.
And you don't want to. You
haven't played video games anymore, and you're not part of the community. So I was like, oh well, okay.
No, I didn't say that. Sorry. I said, bring it. I said, if that's what you want to do, if you want to walk into this valley of death, if you want to take that step down the lonely path of getting that ass whooped, all right?
Does it have to be Street Fighter 4? Like,
you, oh yeah, that's all. Yeah, shit. It's the only game I can play. I play Street Fighter 5. I can.
That attitude.
Yeah, and you challenged me, okay? And I responded, and you said yes. So if you want to go, we can go. Okay, if you want to play,
I think I've got a Street Fighter on Steam. Let's have a look.
Okay. Well, I'll sort it out. I'll get you a bloody copy if that's what you want. Oh, I'll buy a bloody copy for you just so I can whoop that ass.
Uh-huh, you can try.
Oh, man.
When was the last time you played, Tim? When was the last time you played?
Actually, I know who it was. Shamia. I played Shamia the last time, and that was a good year ago. And, yeah, she actually put me in my place and made me look... She embarrassed me on stream, and
you're gonna get used to that feeling.
Since then, I've never gone back to the game anymore.
I have Ultra Street Fighter 4.
That's all that. PC. Yeah, there we go. Boom. We're doing this.
All right, cool. We're doing this. Get some practice.
All right. So, cosplay. So it was that Lucky Chloe the first time that you cosplayed, or was
absolutely
it
absolutely not?
Yeah. What was your first cosplay that you got?
My first cosplay was Ruby Rose from our WBY, which is a Rooster Teeth kind of a cartoon show.
Okay. Yeah, keep going.
And so basically, there's like a long story. If we're, how much time do we have, Tim?
We've got like another 30 minutes, so.
Okay, cool. Okay, all right. So, big story time. So
wait. Sorry. Hold up. Isn't Ruby Rose that Australian model?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, okay, I will. Thank you. they are, but it's not different. It's different.
Okay, I got you.
RWBY is a cartoon created by Rooster Teeth, and it's one that I was pretty infatuated with when I was, like, what, 18, something along those lines. So younger than I am now, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's basically been the catalyst for not only finding out about myself and, like, you know, everything about me. It's not only been... the biggest catalyst to me starting cosplay, but it actually was how I found my wife.
Wow. That's cool.
So basically, there's been the whole story. This is probably going on a tangent. And I do apologize, but, we kind of, started chatting and stuff like that. And we were like, oh, you know, big fan of Rooster Teeth, you know, oh, this show that we've been watching is really cool. And so I brought up, I was like, oh, you know, hey, like, I'm doing a cosplay to my very first Armageddon. Did you want to join me? And they were like, yeah, cool. And so they cosplayed the, like, partner or the person that people ship my character with. And so that was our first cosplay together, our first couple cosplay, as well as my first cosplay and the first cosplay I did with my wife.
Okay.
So yeah, it was massive. It kind of built me the way I am today, not only with the relationship, but like everything to do with myself. So yeah, that's basically that in a long story short.
And then where did it go from there? Are you the one that like does the like makes everything from scratch kind of a person?
Not really. I've done it a couple of times for things that I had passion projects for, but since I work full time and also do like streaming and stuff like that, I don't have too much time to create it myself. So I generally commission like an amazing friend of mine or buy them from overseas and just do everything else I need to do. Like I'm accessories and makeup and stuff like that I do myself.
Shut your friend out. Who's your friend?
So who did my last? So I've got Lolly Lane Cosplay.
Yeah.
They did my Lucky Chloe jacket and the wife did the dress when they were doing cosplay stuff. Who else have I commissioned? I've commissioned a couple from Lily Bug Cosplays. They're doing a couple for me this year, and Starry Zora Cosplay as well. So they're all on Instagram too.
You always have to shout out your commission. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to give them props. Like
every time I post like a picture that of an outfit that they've done. So if you guys check my Instagram, you'll see all the amazing people that have created outfits.
Yo, your Insta is fire. Let's be honest, Shasha.
That's because I only put like the ones with my legs on it.
Wow. Wow, that's not where I was going with that, but if that's where you want to go, then we're fine. We can go there. Okay.
I worked 20 years for those legs, biking every single day, 16 kilometers each way. I rode to my school, Tim, through the rain and the snow uphill. I'm allowed to brag about
those legs. Brag it, girl. Let the brags happen. No humbles here. You speak it into existence. You know. What else did you do in terms of so you've done that one. Where did that go from there? So you did Ruby Rose, and then what's some other ones that you've done that you're proud of?
So I have a Lucky Chloe. I'm very proud of. That's still my favorite cosplay to date, and I really just love how like amazing I can be. Well, not amazing, but how much I can enjoy myself in that outfit, because I'm kind of very much like Lucky Chloe. I'm like an annoying little shit and a weeb. Yeah. So I get to be that as Lucky Chloe. I did a ball dress outfit from Love Live. It's basically a giant red ball dress, and I went around Wellington in that, which was a terrible idea because it's long and warm. But we had a whole group of us, so there was 9 giant ball dresses, and the best thing is that everyone has to give way for us because we're really pretty, and we're huge, so that we were just like arrow. Did you ever play Rome?
Yeah,
Rome Total War.
Oh yes.
You know how you put the horses in like the arrow formation? They just like cut through crowds.
Yeah.
But that's what we'd do. We'd just like arrow formation, just walk forward, and everyone would split to the
side. The flying V, man. That's what that one was.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Remember the flying V on Mighty Ducks?
Hell yeah! That's
straight through. Yeah. Okay. So, what else did you? So, like, because I know you from Lucky Chloe, because that's the first time I knew who you were. And then you'd come through to my streams and talk mad shit when we were doing wrestling. Did you watch a lot of wrestling? You're a wrestling fan, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Back in the day?
So way back in the day I was, when I was like super young, but it wasn't like sanctioned watching, if you know what I mean. Like my uncle just had Sky on his TV and he would be watching. And so I'd just open the door and like kind of peek in. And then there was like 6 years when my mom banned it. So it was very undercover watching. But yeah, I was a big fan of wrestling back in the day.
Yeah, you surprised me, man. When you used to come out with some of the most interesting, like the facts that the real hardcores know. I was like, damn, look at you, Shasha.
If anyone knows Palmerston, I went to QEC, and that's kind of the upbringing that I had to get there.
Yeah. Because when we used to do, TNZ on the old 8-bit like Fire Pro. That's when you started going, I like staying here. I'm just gonna come and talk shit in here. And that's how it all started. That's how we know each other pretty much, like through
that's true.
Talking smack, and then you know, and then meeting you in Wellington, even though you know you shaded me. I'm just gonna put that out there. You did shade me. it's all right though. I forgave you. Okay, and we're good now.
Cool.
Even though Wuchala, I put together with the one thing that Shasha will be there at Wuchala.
I don't know how to unsubscribe from Patreon.
I was like, man, I can't wait to see Shasha. I was like, Shasha. And I even said it to some of my friends. I'm like, yo, Shasha doesn't pay for any drinks. All right, Shasha comes here. We just, whatever she wants, boom, we're good. But you know, still waiting.
Look, Auckland's scary. Leave me alone.
Fair enough. Okay. So, New Zealand scene wise, like, what does the New Zealand scene look for cosplay? What does it look like? Is it like one tournament a year what do you call it? No, you don't call it contest.
So it's a cosplay competition. There's every single Armageddon has one. So there's like Wellington Armageddon, Christchurch Armageddon, Tauranga Armageddon, and then there's the big dog one at Auckland.
Beautiful. So, beautiful pronunciation of Tauranga, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Basically everything goes on there, and they all have their kind of sections, and the winner of those sections, they get some prize money, and then they also get entered into the Auckland one.
Yeah. What's the prize money for Auckland?
It changes every year.
What's the highest you've seen?
It's not much.
What's the highest?
What's
the most?
Have a look. I'll go straight to their page and see what you win for winning the competition.
Because for the amount of time you put in, man, to be the best.
I would like to inform you that many cosplayers hold that that exact position, Tim, and I cannot say anything further.
Yeah, because like, man, there's so much time and effort that goes into like the intricacies of everything. That's what bugs me out. It's like, I'm like, wow, like they have like, I remember I saw this jacket and I can't remember who had it, but I was like, it was light. It would light up. It had like a pulse on it where the heart was. I was like, whoa. And then even some of the ones like Iron Man and that stuff, like, that's a lot of money and a lot of work and a lot of time that goes into shit. So I hope
for sure.
So how much is it? What if the person that wins Auckland get in cosplay competition, what do they get?
So generally, if I remember correctly from last year, because there's actually no prize this year because it's been cancelled-ish.
Yeah.
You get a Brother sewing machine.
Okay.
And
it's on brand.
Cannot find anything else to reference anything. Here we go. Armageddon cosplay contest champion certificate plus $2,000 and a neon 12-month subscription. So that would have been the prize for this for last year is okay. What it was, that one.
2G's not too bad. $2,000 that's all right. I was thinking like, man, if it was me, I'd be like, I'm not like 5 to 6 at least to be the best in New Zealand at this one thing. Like
crazy intricate ones, they sometimes cost like upwards of that.
Are there a lot of dudes that do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
More like, dudes than females?
I would say that there is probably more females that do it than males.
What's the ratio?
Yeah, it's generally a pretty good ratio. I can't think of anything right now that would lean towards one or the other, but I would probably say there's a few more females that do it.
Oh yeah, I can, like, it's kind of their thing, right? I subscribe to, or not subscribe, but I follow a few cosplayers, and it's very interesting. Like, their whole life is like revolved around the day. It's cool. Like, I get it. It's passion. That's why we do this thing, right? But it's it's very there's a time, and it was very strange to me because I just didn't understand. Like, I was like, fuck, I just don't understand that. But the more that I got to talk to you and talk to some other people, then I could kind of understand it. I remember one time I was talking to Wolf and I was like, bro, I just don't fucking get it. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know why. And this is a normal thing that people say, you know, I just don't understand that shit. And it's not a bad thing. It's just I just don't get it. And, yeah. you know, and but like the more that you get to know people and you see their passion and the more you kind of understand what it is and like, yeah, talking to you and talking to things like that, it was like, oh, man, sweet. But yeah. So how does someone get how did you get started? Did you have to like start learning how to use a sewing machine and shit like that?
So I did do that later on. Yeah. Again, I bought my first cosplay online and I made the scythe out of basically whatever I could find. So it was like a broomstick, I believe, and just a bunch of cardboard. Kind of looked good, actually. I'm not going to lie, but definitely could do better now. And basically, you just need to like understand the biggest rule of cosplay is that it doesn't matter like where you get it, what you did to make it, like as long as you're having fun. Because like at the end of the day, it's very similar to streaming, because if you're having fun for yourself, then that's all that matters. You shouldn't really be having fun for someone else.
Yeah.
So there's the starting point there isn't about how you get there or what you do or how you're making it or what you're making it out of. Your starting point should be, man, I freaking dig this dude. I'm going to be them. I'm going to cosplay them. I'm going to put that outfit on and I'm just going to like have a ball with it.
That's cool, man. You're actually so on the money with that analogy, eh? It's because there's, you know, there's people that just do it because they love it. And, you know, and that's really on the money, I reckon. Yeah, that's a great analogy. And being a streamer, I kind of understand that because, like, right now, I just do it. I used to do it. Like, when you first start, you're like, oh, yeah, well, I want to be the fucking best, you know? And, like, yeah, then you just go, no, that's a waste of fucking time. I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is anyone, like, in the New Zealand scene that is, like, top dogs that is, like, you know, those are the people that are, like, always winning every year?
No. Question mark? I wouldn't say there's always a constant person that's always winning, but there are people that just constantly deliver amazing results. I'm sure you follow Gabu on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. Like they make such solid things. They're incredible. There's also another person called Tea Cake. They won Orkgeddon with the Sailor Moon armored outfit, and they're just the sweetest person in general, and they always produce just top quality cosplays, and they're just so cool to hang around with. So if you're definitely looking for like top quality New Zealand cosplayers, Gabu and Tea Cake.
I like Gabu. Gabu streamed. She used to be a streamer, but one of the nicest people I've ever met. She came to the first Woo Summit, and I was just like, man, she's awesome. Like, yeah, had a bit of a chat. Here's a question that I've got, and I've always kind of wanted to pick your brain, and you could be as politically correct or incorrect as you want. Why is it that a lot of people say to me that there's a lot of toxic shit that goes on in the community? I don't see it. To me, it's just like, yeah, but why? Is that a true statement or no?
If you don't see it, Tim, it means you're looking in the wrong place.
Okay.
Yeah, bruh, what a question. Okay, so
well, you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to like say anything. You just, you know, like if you don't want to say it.
Oh no, it's not
bad. I know you. I know.
It's very hard to explain. Basically, there's always two sides to stories, and sometimes those two sides are so opposing. Back when Armageddon, if I throw a really basic, probably general thing, Armageddon banned guns. They banned guns and props that look very much like guns and army military. Now, people understood that. They were like, oh man, that sucks, but like that makes sense because Christchurch had just happened and everyone was real raw about it, understandably. So we were like, they were like, cool, we're gonna ban this for the good of the community. And everyone was like, sweet, that's a good idea, thank you. Except not everyone was like, sweet, that's a good idea, thank you. Some people were like, oh, but now I can't bring my, like, Super Soaker 16,000 army gun that looks just like a real replica 8R gun. And now I have to keep my camo and airsoft guns at home. Like, I don't think that's cool. That's not very nice. You did this to target me. And everyone's like, well, no, you just can't bring it to the event. but also you probably shouldn't have brought it to the event in the first place. And like, you can keep that at home, and you can have photo shoots at home or out and about. Just don't bring it to get in. Like, simple. But people don't think about simplicity. They think about, why have you done this to me? And that there lies the problem. People who think that it's about them and that things are specifically targeting them.
Yeah.
And that, I believe, is what is wrong with the community and any community. I assume streamers have it. I assume fighting game communities have it. I actually know this for a fact. I know that Train Collecting has it.
Wow.
So, yeah. I read it on a Reddit post. They have, like, mad drama, apparently. But,
shit. That would be funny to watch.
It would be funny. Like, what are they going to do? Like, whap each other like with fucking, the model trains? Like,
fucking hell.
Just settle it on the racetrack? Like, ooh, I'm going to fuck you up, boy.
I'm going to put some extra coal in this one. I'm about to bust your ass with my fucking locomotive.
Double A battery in this bitch. I'm
fucking locomotive this foot up your ass, homie. All right. What happens if someone comes to the cosplay and they got the same thing as you, man?
Are you asking me or are you asking everyone?
What if I came? What if you were like, yo, I'm gonna be as Lucky Chloe, and I see that on Twitter. And I'm like, yo, you know what? You know what?
Lucky Chloe has special binding on the back, so anyone can get into it. So, like, if you want to wear Lucky Chloe, we can put you in Lucky Chloe.
What if I go on Twitter and you go on Twitter and you're like, you know what? I'm going to cosplay as Tupac. And I was like, hey, guess what? Charlotte. She's going as Tupac. You know what? I'm going to go as Tupac, but it's going to look way better than her Tupac. And then all of a sudden, we're straight hitting him up. First off, fuck your bitch and like all that shit in the middle of the car park. But does that shit happen? People.
I mean, me, myself, dude, I would gas you up so hard. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? We're in the same cosplay. That's sick as shit. Let's take some photos together. Like, it'll be cool as. And I hope this may be my seamless optimism in it. I hope that the community would respond with the same love and affection and support. But I know of times where that people have come as the same character and people have not been kind. And I know for a fact that people have come as the same character to spite the original character, because it's happened to me. Yeah. I just didn't care.
What about, like, because I guarantee you, every Armageddon, there's like 18 fucking Harley Quinns. Okay.
I've got my Harley Quinn.
Why don't they just have like a Harley Quinn off? Be like, yo, whoever can do the best Harley Quinn, all right, wins such and such. That would be dope. I would watch that shit.
I mean, if they bring the KFC pit back, I will absolutely.
Let's talk about the KFC pit, okay? I was not there.
Man, it was the coolest shit. I love that KFC pit, man.
What happened at the KFC pit?
I'm currently king and queen of the KFC
pit. Talk to the people. What was the KFC pit?
Okay, so the KFC pit was basically this gladiator-style arena where you would have, like, a mat underneath two pylons and cushions on top of the pylons. You would stand on the pylons and then just absolutely smash the other person off, and the first one to hit the ground loses.
Mm. But no KFC was ever given out.
KFC vouchers were given out, but no KFC.
Disappointing.
So, a little bit, yeah. I mean, it would have been funny. I would have laughed if you actually like duked it out with like the actual drumsticks. I would have laughed a lot.
All right, so here's another one. When did that turn into streaming?
Oh, good lord. I had streamed off and on the random occasion back in 2015, and this was when I was just getting into League of Legends, but I had a group of friends, one of them being Bubble07.
I know her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's a streamer too.
Yeah. She got me into streaming.
Oh, wow. She's choice.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She was my flatmate's partner at the time. And so I met them through there. And then when they split up, this was kind of other stuff happened. but we still stayed connected. And so we just played League together. And then we had a whole group come together. And so I just started streaming when they would stream, just so that we could like play off each other and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like, I don't know what the word is now, but they kind of weaned off streaming. But I kept going and found that like I liked streaming and I like meeting new people and just like seeing how people's days were and learning more about more people. And so that was kind of my main motivation, is just be like, okay, well, I'm playing this game anyway. Why not have some like side interaction?
And then that's how you did it. And you just got into it. Yeah. Okay. So I think you're one of the most interesting people I know. Like, I'm being honest. You have this way about you that is crazy, but also refined. Like, you are very refined when you have these little outbursts, but they're totally listen, but they have some real validity to what you're saying,
right?
And but they are all over the fucking place. But then when you hone it in, it's like, oh shit, I see what you're trying to say there. I get that. And that's what I really appreciate about you. You're one of the people I can go to and just say, like, yo, be honest. Like, what is this? Like, what happened here? Am I doing this? Am I in the wrong here? You're one of those people. And I'm very, very lucky that I have that, where I can just be like, hey, did I piss this person off? Like, would this piss you off? And then you'd be like, nah, they just fucking dicks. Like, you know, so yeah, it's cool. It's cool to have you in the back, you know, in the old Wakanda wagon. All right, we got you in there. Yeah, so but no, thank you so much for your time. We're gonna go through some quick fire questions. All right, have I missed anything?
No, question mark. No, I think you've covered everything. I'm looking at all the boxes you've neatly made and they look pretty spot on.
I'm getting good at this. I'm just gonna let you know. I'm getting fucking good at this. Okay.
Yeah, no, I've watched you enough.
I know you're there. I know you're there supporting me. If I look back at my very first one and I was all over the show. Okay. And now I'm looking.
Have I ever told you about the first time I watched you, by the way?
No. I think you said it on somewhere else. And I think you said it on the Acer podcast. And I listened to it and I was driving and I was like, man. That's my girl. That's my girl. Oh shit! But it was when I was singing, right? It had some singing element to it. It has to be.
That was definitely part of it, man. Nah, you were just like the first person that I've seen that was just like, they had like people in the chat and it was going wild, and you were just like interacting with every single person, and then you were singing to me, and then you were just making me like constantly laugh so loud.
Oh.
Oh man, it was. Sorry, this is becoming about you. It's supposed to be like not that.
No. Keep going. It's all right.
it's just been cool because, like, you know, it doesn't matter like where your growth is. It's always been amazing just to watch you. Like, you've gone from like one aspect where you're just like, you're chilling with everyone, you're having fun, you're playing your game, you're just chilling and talking to everyone, and then suddenly you flip the script, and then you're over here like giving professional, like. Podcasting interviews with like big wigs and lawyers and stuff like that.
That was scary. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to say that was scary, but I want to say that I don't really get nervous. I don't know why. I just kind of like, I think I'm one of those people that like fake it till I make it type of a person. And that was the one moment I was like, fuck, I better do a good job here. Because if I don't do a good job, I'm going to get exposed. But I mean, like,
you did do that a was good fun. Job, though.
Yeah. I think I did. And it was really funny. Like, now that I look back at it and I've rewatched it, I'm like, how the fuck did I remember that shit? Like, because I used to work for an NSO. Like, I used to work for Basketball New Zealand. So, like, I was in a lot of meetings. But in those meetings, I never listened to anything. I was drawing or I was texting. I was like, fuck, I don't want to be here. But like when I was in that interview, bro, it just came out. Like I was like, oh, what about the da 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 da? And I was like, oh shit, that's right. That was from, it was really interesting. It was very, very, yeah. It was like, I was getting these eureka moments. Like, oh shit, I better ask him about something. Oh, dang. But I think one of the main reasons I wanted to get you on to talk about cosplaying, and obviously because I haven't had anyone to talk about cosplay. And, you know, like, I want to, I ask questions that other people want to get answers to. Mm. And because I sometimes I've got to be, even though I know the answer, I've got to, you know, hit you up. And sometimes people think of that as like, oh, what a dumb dude. You should know that answer. And they won't. But I don't get that with you. You're just like, yo, let's do it. Like, yeah, yeah, I got you. I know what you're talking about, you know? And that's why I got you on. Yeah. And that's also,
you gotta be like in any community, you don't want to be like real condescending because people will remember that.
Yeah. And this, and this environment, in a podcast environment, like, I don't want to be on here to like talk about stuff I want to know. Like, if I want to know it, I'll just DM you. But it's about like the wider people that want to, you know, get to know things. And yeah. And also, my daughter wants to be a cosplayer. So I want some. You know, she really enjoys that stuff. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. Awesome. You see? And then, you know, I'm going to say, you know what? I know someone. I know Shasha. And then I'll be like, Shasha, come here. By the way, I made Shasha up. Okay. Shasha is my nickname for Shasha. Okay. Hey, has anybody called you Shasha until I called you Shasha?
Not before you, for sure.
See, I make these. And that's the other thing. I make these nicknames for everybody too. Like Shamia. First time Shamia came in my chat, every time I said her name, it was like, for ages. Shamia! Anyway, thank you so much. Let's get to these questions, eh? All right. What's your favorite foreign swear word?
Oh, fucking. Foreign swear word?
Yeah, from any other country except for English. Any other language? Sukabiat. Sukabiat.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, now you just...
So that means... let me have a look.
Sukabiat.
It stands for whore bitch.
Whore bitch. In what language?
Russian.
Sukabiat.
Sukabiat.
Describe yourself as a cosplay... No, we'll go fighting game. Fighting game competitor in three words. What are they?
Dumb bitch! Exclamation mark.
So you're going to say flashy. Flashy. Yeah,
I stand by what I said.
Salty. Oh shit. What's your favorite number and why?
7, and because it's real easy to multiply.
Wow. I did not expect that from you.
Really?
Are you a math person? Is maths your
I am very kind of good at maths. I learnt a lot of 10 times tables when I was young just because of pure like they got drilled into me, so I'm pretty good at like 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, like doing the simple maths. It's when it gets to like the scary times maths that I'm a bit like, ooh.
Okay.
One is easy to multiply. Yes, that's also true.
Do you wear socks to bed?
No. Ew, gross.
I know, right? There's some people that do that, and like I'm like, nah, bolts. That's not a good thing.
You run out of blankets? Jeez.
Oh shit. Fucking hell. What do you think is the best age for a human?
23.
Ooh. Why is that?
I had a really good year in 23 actually. And it's like far enough away from 21 that you don't do any dumb shit, but it's like close enough to being in an actual adult age that you're like, okay, cool, I can like reflect on the dumb shit that I did when I was younger and like move past it. And you're still young enough to be able to not be held like to account for doing that previous dumb shit. So you can like learn from it and not really have the repercussions.
That's true. And you don't really have, a lot of responsibility. You have a little bit of responsibility, but not too much, you know? Where am I at right now? Oh, what Disney Princess is your go-to?
Now that's a good question.
Come on, you're Shasha. You're Shasha. We have to have the good questions. Ariel?
I don't know for a fact.
Okay,
sweet. I was never really into the Disney princesses, if I'm being completely honest.
I was into Jasmine. Jasmine's the only one. When I went to Disneyland, that was the only one I lined up for.
Is that because they have the skimpiest outfit, Tim?
Jasmine's just... Ooh. The Arabian Nights right there, mate. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? It's like... Ooh.
Is that some Wolf After Dark stuff?
apparently he's just did another message. So he's bringing it back. He's bringing it all the way back. What color is your toothbrush?
Purple.
Oh, okay. What's the best bakery you've been to?
Oh, bloody hell. Okay, so
you know that question's coming.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't.
I
prepared some answers, but like you haven't asked any of them. The best bakery would probably be Cube Bakery just down the road on Taranaki Street. They've got heaps of really cool pastries, and they do a lot of dumplings and stuff.
Man, have you ever been to a fish and chip shop on Cuba Street, man?
There's many fish and chip shops on Cuba
Street. The market one. It's like
the fish market?
Yeah.
They do the best chips. Like hands down, the best chips I've ever had.
Very good. They're very good. Don't say muffin break, Jesus. Yeah, the fish market, best raw fish I've ever had in my life. Except for my missus, hers is pretty good.
Nice save.
But best raw fish I've brought, because it's straight off there. It's straight, like from the sea to the plate. From
to me.
What is your go-to pie at the bakery?
Steak and mushroom.
Wow, really?
I really like mushrooms. Yeah, like if they just had a mushroom pie, I'd probably just take that. But
mushroom and gravy kind of pie.
Oh, yeah, that's that would awesome. Be the one.
Yeah. Okay. What ninja turtle are you?
I was never really a ninja turtle person, but I think it was the purple one. Is that that's not Raphael, is it?
It's Donatello.
Donatello. I'd be that one because he's like funky cool, and he's always eating pizza.
They all eat pizza and they're all cool.
Yeah, but he's like most of the time eating pizza, even during fights.
No, it's Michelangelo. Oh, she's scrub. I can't believe this. What's the order at Macca's, eh?
Okay, so I'm real pissed off at Macca's at the moment because they raised the price on it, but they used to have a cheeseburger and small chips for $4.
Okay.
So I would just grab three of those and I'd be done.
Fucking, why don't you just get a triple cheeseburger?
Well, because that costs like $15.
Really?
Yeah, it costs like a bunch more. You can get a cheeseburger and a small fries, which is all I give a shit about.
I don't believe you, Shasha.
Eh?
I don't believe you. That's not $15 for a triple cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger combo, yeah?
Oh, now look at you. Plop, 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 plop. Look at the little Donatello over there. Plop, 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 plop. just go and eat pizza, Donatello. Triple cheeseburger is like $10. $15. Yeah, get out of here.
You get one cheeseburger for that, right? You get like one triple.
We're not gonna be arguing about this, okay? Okay. No, question: If Voldemort asked you for a hug, would you accept it?
Wow, that's a really abstract question. No, because I feel like he'd smell like feet and have the kind of the density of like a wet paper towel.
Okay. Okay. Here's this is the question I asked yesterday to Astro, and this is a very interesting question. Okay, this tells me a lot about your humanity and who you are as a person. Okay.
Okay.
If a space alien, okay, came down and was like, "Listen, we need your DNA. We need it. We need it."
Immediately concerned.
Because we want to start a new race of people on our planet that looks like you. Would you accept?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, go.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to lose, really. I mean, they're gonna stay away from you anyway. And like, worst case scenario, you have an army of yous to like take over the world. So,
yeah, but then like, you know, they just want to use you. They just want to use you for your DNA. They don't actually want you to be the leader. They just want your seed.
Yeah, but I'm pretty strong. So like. Okay. If they fuck around, like I'll overthrow my guys on the other planet. They'll overthrow them.
All right, here's a question. This will be a good one. Ready? Fill in the blank. Okay.
Oh shit. Okay.
Fortnite is what?
Expansive.
What the fuck? You're supposed to say shit or like awesome or what?
Okay, if we're going to talk about Fortnite, I do not personally like Fortnite. I don't like it. I don't like the game. I don't like it. But what I can say is that they have done a lot of cool shit. Like, they have Mix in it. They had the, like, Travis Scott concert. They had, like, that big thing that, like, blew up the internet. I don't like Fortnite, but what they have done with Fortnite and the constant updates and the fact that they give a shit about their game is a lot more than I can say for other devs.
All right, cool. That's fucking hell. All right, and last question for the quickfires. What would the title of your movie be for your about your life?
It'd probably be the Revengeinator 2, Revenge of the Fallen.
What the fuck? You thought about that so fucking much, eh? I could tell you're like, it's the Revengeinator, actually. So why was it a sequel? Why is it Revengeinator 2? Wouldn't it?
It's the sequel. What do you
to what? Your life? Tim. What's the sequel to your life? Like, you it's only have one movie. To
the Revengeinator, Tim. Keep up.
Wait. The Revengeinator 1, or whose life is Revengeinator 1?
Why does it matter? You didn't watch it, apparently.
Oh, shit. All right, top three. Oh,
you got to watch the
Revengeinator. Jeez.
We'll do a group watch of the Revengeinator 2.
All right, top threes. All right, top three ice cream flavors. Go.
Cookies and cream, boysenberry ripple, strawberry ripple.
Man, who did I ask this before? I asked someone this. And they go strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. I was like, fucking ew. Fucking basic. I think it was
Astro. Just Neapolitan?
I know. That's what I said. I was like, Jesus, come on.
Their mind's going to be blown when they find out about Neapolitan.
Top three. They'll be like, man, it's like Tim was working for the Tip Top people. He's put all my favorite in the same tub.
The next two flavors that they like now, they're gonna be so emotional turmoil.
All right, top three Tekken games.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2, Tekken 6, and Tekken Tag Tournament 1.
Okay. All right, here's the last question. Top three duo, me and you, all right, cosplays that we could go together as.
Okay, I might have to do some research with this.
Okay.
Let's have a look.
One needs to be Rusev and Lana, you know? Mario and Peach. Oh, fuck, that's perfect. No, not Rufus. Oh, okay. Rusev. Okay, Mario and Peach, yep.
So I think we should do Paul and Law.
Paul and Law? Okay, yep.
Hell yeah.
Who's going to be Paul? Who's going to be Law?
Well,
I'm already getting people saying that I'm trying to be another culture, okay?
Well, I'll be... Now you have to be Paul. You have to be Law because I've got enough... I've got too much hair anyway and I can slick it up, so...
What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say that you better learn how to backflip, bud.
No, I mean about the hair. Are you taking shots at my hairline? Is that what it is?
I'm just saying I've got a lot of hair, and you
okay, yeah, yep. Paul and Law. Yeah, next one.
Reinhardt and Brigitte.
We've got in the chat from Ninja, Nacho Libre. Nacho Libre and Encarnacion.
Nah, that's all three. That's all three.
Oh shit, that's a fucking good one, all right. Jesus Christ. Sweet.
My wife still won't let me watch that movie.
Oh,
she
man.
Hates that movie with a passion.
I played that for my at work, for the kids at work, and they just love it. Okay, Shasha, that's us. Thank you so much. Where can people find you?
Twitch.tv/Charlotte's Cove. I've got Twitter and I post just a lot of dumb shit. So if you like dumb shit, feel free to follow my Twitter. I'm a very original person, so you'll find me at also Charlotte's Cove. Instagram is full of cosplay pictures, and guess what? You'll be surprised to know that that's also Charlotte's Cove. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. Thank you so much, Char, for your time. I really appreciate it. You're awesome.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure as usual.